kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we talk with Kunal Patel from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas about a recent study indicating oil and gas industry is responsible for creating a number of new jobs in the economy. Plus, Greg Hennessy, founder of the North Star Caviar Company. Hennessy explains the caviar industry in the upper Midwest and how his contracts with cruise ships drives his business. Eric Hatch, owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching, talks about his new role-playing game for business development. Plus, managing editor for the Oil Man magazine, Sam Cook, explains how his audience is becoming even more millennial than ever. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, Kunal Patel, Senior Research Analyst for the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas.
My name is Kunal Patel. I'm a Senior Research Analyst at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas.
Here today talking about a recent study that came out involving oil and gas jobs, mining jobs. I wanted to talk with Kunal Patel about this a little bit further. First of all, just give me a brief overview of the study, how it came about, and what kind of some of the bullet point findings were off the bat.
Sure. Thank you, Jason. So to start off, the study is, we have a new monthly report. It's called the Energy Indicators. It's from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. It provides a up-to-date snapshot of the energy sector. It's primarily focused on Texas, parts of Louisiana, and New Mexico. And it goes through various topics that are of interest of our community. You know, it could be prices, employment, production levels. It's available on our website. It gives you a better understanding of the local energy markets. One of our sections was Texas oil and gas employment. So this month, one of our six charts was Texas oil and gas employment. You know, Texas oil and gas employment continues to rise. Using the latest data that was released last Friday, we currently have 5 straight months of increases for Texas oil and gas employment. There's also a similar trend for U.S. oil and gas employment. I'd have to check the exact number of months. I think it's 3 or 4, but the data has lagged a little bit more. The key thing is that the trend is that employment is continuing to rise. Currently, a little bit more than half of employment for the U.S. is in the state of Texas, about 54%. And while this is a significant amount, the percentage has held steady over the past year. So, you know, for every 100 jobs added in the U.S., a little bit more than half is being added in Texas. But this is still good news for all regions in the U.S. because that still means that, you know, as jobs are being added nationwide, still a little bit less than half is being added in all the other regions.
A couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, I was at a convention where Stephen Moore, an economist who's also featured on Fox News regularly, was talking about nationwide the mining industry, but primarily oil and gas, which would be defined under the mining industry, was the only jobs creator, if you take a net jobs creator over the last 10 years, have your research or what you've uncovered when it comes to the energy world, what do you make of that comment, not knowing, you know, the actual facts of it, but just over the past decade, have you seen any other industry besides oil and gas kind of break through that jobs creation ceiling that's going on?
So you may be looking at, like, primarily looking at the statistics. So, you know, the statistics for oil and gas is divided into oil and gas extraction and support activities for mining. And when you look at the last 10 years, the significant jump has been in support activities for mining. And support activities for mining is primarily your oil field services jobs. These are the guys that go out into the field, they drill the wells, they frack them afterwards. And as the rig counts have risen, especially when we had higher oil prices, these jobs were high in demand. Once some of these rigs came off, you know, a lot of the drop was also, again, in support activities for mining. So over the last 5 months, when we look at the increase in jobs, it's primarily been in support activities for mining. And these, again, are the guys that go out in the field. They're the oil field services guys. Whereas oil and gas extraction, this one hasn't seen as much of a jump. And these jobs tend to be a little bit more of the guys that are doing a little bit more of the planning. And so as rig counts have risen, you know, it's gone from nationwide, we went from 404 last seen last May up to past 900 in mid-May. As you get more and more rigs out there, as more and more of these rigs have to be fracked, you're likely to see more jobs added on the support activities for mining, which are the guys that are out in the field.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kunal Patel with the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Hauls now hiring. Experienced crane operators, riggers, and heavy haul drivers with CDL. You'll be working with the most advanced high-tech equipment in the industry under stringent safety guidelines. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul offers an extremely competitive wage along with a fabulous benefit package including health, dental, vision, and 401k. To apply, call 701-364-3688 or 701-552-2715 or stop by our Dickinson headquarters in North Dickinson. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, an equal opportunity employer.
For one night only, the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue is coming to town. Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Come one, come all. For this year's big event, it's Under the Big Top at the Bakken Barbecue. Tickets are only $15. Children 8 and under are in for free. Enjoy spectacular food, live music, and games. It's open to the public, alcohol beverages provided by Maverick Saloon, and this year's event will benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue for one night only, Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's Friday, June 16th for the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue.